a test run for equipment and staff to see the level of preparedness ahead of Nigeria's general elections. Potential voter Haruna Ibrahim is confident the poll this year will be smooth.
The process will be very perfect. And most especially, you can vote two times. I came back for the second time to try if the machine will still accept me, but it rejected me.
Political analysts say the real test for the Election Commission will come 3 weeks from now, when millions of Nigerians queue up to vote on Election Day. For now, though, the Commission says it's ready.
We are confident, in spite of all the attacks that we've suffered from, elections will hold on the 25th. That is the very first one of this month. And then, of course, the second one, which is at the state level.
Nigeria says it's deploying more technology during these elections to tackle voter fraud and make the process more transparent than previous ones. But security analysts say technology alone can't guarantee a credible election in a country where security forces are struggling to contain attacks by armed groups.
It will wonder why we are not beefing both our police especially, and then our armed forces. We are undermanned.
In the past few weeks, the frequency and ferocity of attacks ahead of Nigeria's general elections have increased.
The Election Commission itself has been targeted with critical equipment and supplies destroyed. Concerned by the rise in violence, it warned the poll could be threatened in many areas unless these attacks are stopped.
With only a few weeks to go, the violence hasn't gone away. This has created fear in voters who analysts say could be intimidated and refuse to come out on Election Day. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Abuja.